This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد فإن هذه ليلة الجمعة ليلة عظيمة مباركة يسن فيها الاكثار من الصلاة على سيدي مولاي رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه ومن كل عمل صالح. It's a night of Jumu'ah. It's a blessed night. There's a lot of barakah in this night in the Sunnah. It's to increase your salah upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and every good deed. يروي الإمام البخاري في صحيحه والإمام مسلم في صحيحه والإمام الترمذي في جامعه والإمام أحمد في مسنده بطرق كلها بمجموعها صحيح عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت. The hadith tonight is in the collection of Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmidhi, Ahmad and others. I'm going to narrate for you the, I'm going to share the narration in the collection of Imam Ahmad. And the theme is Ramadan preparation, so I'm choosing a hadith that talk about different aspects of the holy month of Ramadan. Things he did alayhi salatu wasalam throughout the month and things that maybe yani he told us not to do. And this is a very famous hadith, or the concept of it is famous. Maybe the narration of it is not as famous, so I'll share with you the narration. And there's a few, it's an hour lesson easily. There's so much to learn from it. And I take maybe just a piece of it that's important to you. So this is what Aisha said. قالت كان الناس يصلون في مسجد رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام في رمضان الليلة أوزاعا. So what does this mean? That the people during the nights of Ramadan in the masjid of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام would pray أوزاعاً. أوزاعاً as in small groups. فيصلي من معه شيء من القرآن بالنفر الخمسة أو الستة أو أكثر من ذلك أو أقل فيلتفون به فيصلي بهم. So if a guy has a little bit of Quran, four or five, six people, a bit more, a bit less, come to him, and then they stand together and he prays and they pray behind him. Like a small jama'ah. And then you come to the masjid of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. You find small groups praying like that. فرآهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام saw him one night. فأمرني أن أضرب حصيرا له ليصلي. فضربت له الحصير. So this is important. If you read this hadith, sometimes you don't understand what it means. I'll explain what it means. So the way the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام masjid was is that there was the mihrab, and then the door of Aisha was not that far away. Like the door of Aisha was closer to where his yani was. And what he would do is, so let's say it's that far away, just for the sake of the argument. And he would pray here. She would get a hasir. A hasir is a piece of, it's a rug. But it's a rug, if you have a hasir back home, they're very sturdy. So if you can sit on them, but you can always have them stand up. Like the rims are thick, and the fabric itself is sturdy, so it doesn't just crumble, it can stand up. So she would get the hasir, and she would stand it up in front of her door, and make for the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام a little musalla in the masjid for him. That makes sense? There would be, like he would make for himself, he saw people praying, so he wanted to do the same عليه الصلاة والسلام inside the masjid since it's Ramadan. So he gave himself a small little place. فضربت له حصيرا. قال فصلى بالناس العشاء الآخرة. So he prayed عشاء once with the people. ثم وقف يصلي. Then he stood in his little حصير there to pray. فرآه الناس فأتموا به فصلى بهم ليلا طويلة. So people, they could hear him and they could see his shadow because he's praying behind like this hasir, but people are standing all behind him. What he thought was happening is everyone's praying on their own and he's praying on his own. That's how he wants it to be. But they want to pray behind him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they prayed a full night out behind him, alayhi salatu wa sallam. قال فلما انتقضى دخل. Once the night was over, he entered. وترك الحصير. He left this little يعني space for himself. فلما أصبح الناس أصبحوا يتحدثون عن صلاة رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام. In the morning, everyone's saying, "Did you catch it last night? No, what happened? We prayed with the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Allahu Akbar, you prayed. I wouldn't." So everyone's talking. There's a buzz. قال فأمس المسجد راجا بالناس. That night, the masjid was packed with people. وينظر إليهم رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام. يعني he was not يعني فصلى بالناس العشاء الآخرة ثم دخل. So he prayed the عشاء ثم دخل. فقال يا عائش ما بال الناس, why is the masjid so full؟ فقالت صلوا بصلاتك البارحة فأرادوا أن يصلوا معك فحشدوا لذلك. They prayed with you last night and then they told each other and they want to pray with you tonight. فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أطوي عنا حصيرك يا عائشة. Pull the حصير inside. So she pulled it inside. قال ولبث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حجرتي غير غافل. Meaning the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام stayed in my room not asleep, he was awake. والناس في المسجد ثابتون. And people stayed in the masjid. قال حتى طلع الفجر, until فجر. فخرج عليهم صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال أيها الناس أما والله إني ما بت ليلتي والحمد لله غافلة وما خفي علي مكانكم. Meaning, alhamdulillah, last night I did not fall asleep. And I was not ignorant of your presence. وَلَكِنَّنِي خِفْتُ وَخَشِيتُ أَن تُفْتَرَضَ عَلَيْكُمْ But I got scared that if I came out and we did this again, that suddenly this action would become a faridah. See, the way he thought, alayhi salatu wasalam, what he knew, is that his actions that happened every night or every time, the interpretation of scholars in our time, after he passed away, alayhi salatu wasalam, would be interpreted as this is a faridah. This is his wisdom, alayhi salatu wasalam. He's like, if I do this tonight and next night, the night after, then the interpretation of the scholars who come later is that this is going to be a faridah. And then it's going to be difficult for my people. So I stayed in tonight. فَكْلَفُوا مِنَ الْأَعْمَالِ مَا تُطِيقُونَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَمَلُّ حَتَّى تَمَلُّ So take from the deeds that which you can put up with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what you can be consistent with. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not get bored of your worship until you get bored of worshiping Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this hadith is where we hear very clearly. The Prophet alayhi salam knew, but he knew that people were waiting. They're like, amazing, imagine. Imagine you get, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is your imam. Sallallahu alayhi wasalam, in salah. Would you not stay all night to Fajr? I would stay all night with the hope that he comes out. He knew they were waiting outside for him. He knew and he wanted to come out and pray. But his wisdom, his long-term thing is, no, if I do it tonight and I love it, but then people are going to misunderstand this. Then people will later misinterpret this in the far future. And then my ummah will be burdened with an action that they don't have to be burdened with, and I don't want that for them. So taraweeh, which is what we have, is a beautiful thing. But alhamdulillah, taraweeh is not, there's no fear that it becomes a faridah if I come and pray here every night. There's no fear because I have no weight at all. So it's clearly a sunnah. But we enjoy it as an action of sunnah, an act of sunnah in our deen, because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam did this. Because he said, no, I can't do it every night. So I held back. There's a piece of the narration that's added by Sayyidah Aisha where she says, فَعْلَمُوا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ أَنَّ أَحَبَّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْقَلِ So know, O people, that the most beloved actions to Allah are those that are consistent even if they're small. ثُمَّ قَالَتْ وَزَادَ مُسْلِمْ وَكَانَ آلُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ إِذَا عَمِلُوا عَمَلًا أَثْبَتُوا And the Al Muhammad, meaning the people who are part of his lineage, a part of his family, a part of his fellowship, alayhi salatu wasalam, if they did something, they stuck to it till the end. If they did it, they stuck to it, they never stopped doing it in their lives. And that's why the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would not want to start, because if he started a sunnah for himself, he would stick to it forever. If he stuck to it forever, then it was going to be misinterpreted as something it wasn't. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajma'i. And this is that aspect of his rahmah, alayhi salatu wasalam, with his ummah, that he refused, even though, imagine the joy of, taraweeh is how joyful, it's lovely. Imagine taraweeh with Sayyidul Khalq Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam in his masjid. It's just magical. Wallahi, that night, I think the people, you know why people came and stayed in the masjid all night? Because the guys who actually were there, they told them, this was a magical night. This was the best night of my life. So everyone's like, and I missed it. I'm not leaving, I'm staying. The Prophet goes inside, he'll come out at some point. He must come out at some point. And they stayed from 9 o'clock until 6 in the morning, hoping he'll come out, alayhi salatu wasalam, because they didn't want to miss the magic that the people who before them got, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why we pray taraweeh, with the hope that one night, we witness a fraction of maybe what those sahaba witnessed when they were with him, alayhi salatu wasalam. يروي الإمام أحمد في مسنده بسند صحيح عن عائشة أم المؤمنين رضي الله عنها قالت كان الناس في رمضان يصلون في مسجد رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام بالليلة أوزاعا فكان الذي معه شيء من القرآن يصلي بالنفر الخمسة أو الستة وأكثر من ذلك وأقل فيلتفون به فيصلي بهم فلما رآهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لي يا عائشة اضربي لي حصيرا فضربت له حصيرا فصلى الناس بصلاته فلما أصبحوا تحدثوا بصلاة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأمسى المسجد ليلتها راجا بالناس فصلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالناس العشاء الآخرة ثم دخل فقال لي يا عائشة ما بال الناس فقالت صلوا بصلاتك البارحة فأتوا ليصلوا معك فقال أطوي عنا حصيرك يا عائشة ثم ثبت في منزلي غير غافل ثم خرج عند الصبح والناس في مكانهم فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أيها الناس والله ما بت في ليلتي هذه والحمد لله غافلة وما خفي علي مكانكم ولكنني خفت وخشيت أن تفترض عليكم فاكلفوا من الأعمال ما تطيقون فإن الله لا يمل حتى تملوا صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وحمدك